Welcome to another episode of the Religion Law Podcast, where you learn about religious freedom and other religion law related topics through a short question and answer format. I'm your host, Michael Fielding. Let's see how you do on today's quiz. Welcome to Religion Law Quiz number 63, numero 63. Today's quiz is the result of an active reader of when I was doing the Religion Law quizzes in email format. The person emailed me a case, and I said, oh, that's a really interesting topic. And so I made a quiz out of it. And so the quiz here today is, what is the freedom of expressive association? What on earth is the freedom of expressive association? Well, the court's decision that this reader brought me to was a 2005 decision from the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals, Montgomery versus Stefaniak. And I'll have the citations in the show notes, but here's what the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals said about that right in the 2005 decision. Quote, the first freedom of expressive association arises from the First Amendment and ensures the right to associate for the purpose of engaging in activities protected by the First Amendment. Close quote. And then I'll have another case citation in the show notes, the Slattery versus Hochul decision from the Second Circuit in 2023, which also talked about the freedom of expressive association. So if you're listening to this, you'll say, hey, that's all fine and dandy. What's the practical implication for me as a layperson? And my response to that is, this idea of freedom of expressive association is essentially this recognition or this or the embodiment of the idea that if there are, let's say, you and 15 other people that believe the same way, and you want to get together and create a church and follow the dictates of your own conscience, have your tenets and act on your beliefs, the free exercise of the freedom of expressive association allows you to do that, because your ability to do those things is protected under the First Amendment. And I guess from a bigger global perspective, it's comforting to know that courts recognize that the First Amendment rights don't happen in a vacuum. It's not just an individual that does it. The reality of the matter is, the First Amendment rights very, very often are the product of, or the result of, many individuals coming together who believe the same, and they want to act on those beliefs, speak about those beliefs, associate together, talking about those beliefs, and the First Amendment protects that. All right, that's it for today's quiz. It's short. Hopefully you found it helpful. I'll see you on the next Religion Law Quiz.
Thank you for listening to today's episode. Remember, Religion Law Quizzes are for educational purposes only and are not intended to be relied upon as legal advice. If you have found this episode to be helpful, please share it and leave a review. Until we meet again, keep being an influence for good.